Sleep well?
How was your weekend?
How was your weekend?
Not long enough.
Seriously, today felt like waking up with a hangover, then realizing you're still at the bar.
We want you back.
You ready to go back to work?
Pass. I might need a little bit more time, huh?
How much time do you need?
Monday morning, I'll be good as new.
Well, that's today.
Wow, really?
It's Monday already?
Guess we better get to work.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
All right, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
See, that's my attitude. Let's do this. Let's just keep it going. Keep it positive. It is the Monica J. Show. It's your show, really. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Hey, here's today's poll question at 923FMTalk.com and 991FMTalk.com. Should the state of Nevada be giving away taxpayer money as an incentive to get an experimental COVID shot? We have it written, the vaccine, but you know what it is. $5 million. Just to incentivize somebody to play Russian roulette with their health. With their life, actually. With as many deaths as we've seen. I mean, there's only 50 states, and there's over 5,000 people that have died. Do the math. I can't remember which vaccine it was, but they were testing it, and when it came out, 38 people had died. What did they do? They immediately pulled it. So, there you go. What does that say about this one? And earlier in the last hour, I read this interesting little text that I had received that, you know, I'm so sorry your uninformed listeners look to you as a source of information. Everything you say is provably false. that is just so funny. So let's look at this. Okay. I guess people just have a different sense of who they want to trust and who they feel is legitimate. Because what about the doctor who actually designed, he was actually the inventor of the mRNA vaccine technology. His name is Dr. Malone. Okay. This is a podcast that you can check out. It's called the Dark Horse Podcast. And they're really long, but wow, they are educational. This one happens to be 3 hours. I put him on when I'm cooking dinner. And then if I have to, you know, backtrack, if I catch something that is like, wait a minute, what did he say? So in this particular podcast that they did with Dr. Malone, the inventor, by the way, of mRNA, they discussed the safety concerns related to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. And just one of the short little outtakes is the implications of the controversial Japanese Pfizer biodistribution study. Okay. This again goes into the spike proteins, particularly the lipid nanoparticles that were found in the whole blood circulating throughout the body within hours, and then settled in large concentrations in ovaries, bone marrow, and people's lymph nodes. You know, so many of the educated ones, no, they were being told what to say by the vaccine companies. That's how the doctors and nurses are educated now. They don't talk to each other. They don't actually learn things. They learn them from the companies that are producing the poisons. And the company said, yeah, give the injection right here and it'll stay right here. I have one listener that she hasn't even gotten the shot, and yet from being around people who have had the shot, her body is now becoming magnetic. She can put things all over herself, not just the arm site. And many people are figuring that out now. And they say, that's strange, because it was supposed to stay right here. It wasn't supposed to travel and, you know, go throughout the body. Yeah, right. This is why they didn't do the animal studies. Because the animals were dying. Oh, we got so many things to talk about. We've got the city of Reno messing with the water again in Lemon Valley at Swan Lake. We'll be talking to Tammy Holtz-Siltz about that a little bit after 11:30. Right now, though, let's check in with Bruce at 884-9910. That's our talk and text line. Bruce, what is on your mind this beautiful Monday morning?
Well, Monica, happy Take Your Cat to Work Day.
Yeah, I think my dogs would have a problem with that.
I'm quite sure. Well, my sweetie is horribly allergic, so we don't have cats. But still, I just wanted to remind your listeners that we need folks to show up to the school board meeting tomorrow. We are going to be there. And I would also encourage your listeners to go online to Washoe County School District website. Look at the agenda. Find those agenda consent items. They're usually in the 201 through whatever. I think this time it's 201 through 237. There's 37 consent agenda items that people can make public comment on. I know Dr. Taylor has moved general public comment to the very end of the meeting in an effort to have our voices not heard. What sense does it make to have public comment at the end of the meeting when the things we want to talk about in the agenda, we want to talk about before you guys vote on it? But whatever, it's a tactic. And like Karen England said, we're in a marathon, not a sprint. But if Angie Taylor thinks that we're just going to go away, she obviously doesn't understand what the word patriot really means, does she?
No, she doesn't. That's the thing, Bruce, that we have learned. All of these people, whether it be the school board or the politicians for the state government, the city, the county, they just pretty much say whatever they think you want to hear at the time to pacify you so they can do their behind-the-scenes work.
Oh, yeah. It's the politicians' penchant for prevarication. They tell you what you think you want to hear, not necessarily exactly what you want to hear, but they think they know what it is you want to hear. So that's what they tell you. They could not be more wrong. They also think they know what's good for everybody. They're going to do what they think is the good thing for everybody. Well, here's an idea. Since you work for us, maybe you should. Yeah, I don't know, consider listening to what we're saying. It's just a thought. Anyway, if you need more information, we're working on a Nevada Patriot newsletter that'll be out sometime in the next couple hours. If you don't already get the newsletter, you can sign up at the digit one NevadaPatriot.net. And, I'm sorry. It's, that's the Gmail address. If you want to email me, onenevadapatriot@gmail.com. The website is nevadapatriot.net, and you can sign up for our newsletter. There'll be a whole bunch of information in there about this upcoming school board protest. A lot more than I can go into detail here on Monica's show. I don't want to take up all your time. However... I don't know what we do without some of these other organizations that are fighting, the Nevada Grassroots Patriots, Nevada Family Alliance. I mean, they're just the Freedom Angels. There are so many good organizations that have involved themselves in this fight.
Yeah.
I anticipate the next move that the Washoe County School District is going to make is not only are they going to keep the general public comment at the end of the meetings, but they're going to cut the time that you're allowed to speak. Ventura County, California, cut the time down to 30 seconds. They consider that a reasonable amount of time for the public to provide their input.
Yeah, and we need to make sure. We need to make sure that we pack the Washoe County School Board of Trustees with responsible people, and we make up some rules that does not happen. A set time is put in place, or, you know, the amount of time to speak, because like we talked about last week, they could cut this down to 30 seconds, and that's not right. We need people to make sure that does not happen.
Well, hopefully we can get, I know that these appointments that they're going to make for the two seats that are becoming vacant, I know they're just going to appoint a couple bobbleheads that just nod their head in agreement with whatever the superintendent and Dr. Taylor decide. You know, this is the way things are. They're just going to nod their heads in agreement. But there are elections coming up.
Yep.
And we
Next
need
year.
Good people to run. And we need to get good people on this school board so that we can finally take control and save our kids, take our schools back.
Yeah. All right, Bruce, thank you so much. I hope you are rested and recovered after the big Scott McKay Patriot Street Fighter event on Saturday. I know I'm still suffering.
That was so much fun.
It wasn't that great.
That was much fun.
When Patriots travel the country and try to get the truth out, it's just amazing to see people's reactions, how the crowds are growing and growing and growing. And it's just, if this is what we have to do little by little to get the message out, this is what we'll do.
Well, you've heard my little history lesson on the Sons of Liberty. They started as a small group, and look what they ended up doing. Small grassroots organizations can accomplish a lot. All you need to be is dedicated.
Exactly. Bruce Parks, thank you so much of Washoe Patriots. Nevada Patriots. Thank you. There's so many groups. I just love it. And they all work together lovingly. All right. Thank you, sir. You have a great day, and give that sugar of yours a little squeeze for me.
I'll do that.
Absolutely. All right. You know, you don't have to be a spokesman. You don't have to be go out there and beat the drums and, you know, be at every single meeting. And you just have to do something. Just something. Because when you sit back and you watch everybody else do it, that's not right. That's not involvement. Even if it's just a phone call. That's all it takes.
This is not headline news. Harley-Davidson CEO admitted they'll be going electric in the future. They even have their new slogan picked out. Born to be mild. Lumber prices have been plummeting. The last time wood fell this quickly was when Chelsea Handler posted a topless selfie. A man was arrested for throwing a water bottle at California Governor Gavin Newsom. Luckily, Newsom's hardened hair gel protected his head just like a helmet. Temperatures in Death Valley, California hit 128 degrees. Death Valley, the most appropriately named place in the U.S. other than Pittsburgh. And today is National Take Your Cat to Work Day. It's a nice change for cats who can totally ignore their owners in a completely different environment. This is not headline news.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, but it is your show. You're the ones that choose what we talk about. Jason's on the line right now, and Jason, I got to apologize, you know, being here in Washoe County, I'm always going off on the school district here, but you got something to say about Carson City.
Yeah. Hi, Monica. How are you, by the way?
Good. Doing great. I hope you are, too.
Good. Yeah, I am. Good to see you out and about again. Hey, you know, it's not a secret that I'm obviously not an advocate for all the CRT stuff and everything going on and the way that they do it. And so a few weeks back here in Carson City, and they, you know, they put them all over YouTube. You could see I kind of came out and flamed out just like everybody else did on the school board. And then I did something that I should have done in the first place. And it's kind of, there's multiple levels here, multiple tiers, but I'll do the best I can in a short amount of time. So when I went in and I looked it up and found out where, for example, our funding came from, I was wondering why, and I knew a couple of people on the school board, so I called them and said, what's going on? And they tried to explain and be as politically correct as they could without obviously wanting to get themselves in trouble. And so I started researching, and I was in shock to find out how much money Nevada and every county in itself is tied to federal grants and funding. And this started, believe it or not, it started under the Obama administration. I'll get to it in a second. It worked right through the Trump administration, currently where we're now. All this stuff was set in motion years ago, but it started with the equity, diversity, all the stuff we're referring to now. And the school board has slowly had to implement wording and certain things into it in order to get Title I funding and grant money from the federal government. We're talking to the tune of millions. And as I don't agree with certain things, I have asked, and I made it very clear in the last meeting, I said, hey, you know, I want to make it clear we have nothing in our curriculum that's going to actually teach critical race theory, where we're talking about things like that. They on record said, no, we do not. And, you know, they don't, you know, have any plans of it whatsoever to teach it. Equity was a poor choice of wording when they had it at the moment in time when they put it. Now, keep in mind, I'm not sticking up for these folks, and I'm going to get to that in a second, too, but They're just bobbleheads, like the last guy said, to a certain extent. They do what they do. I don't want to insult them. They're nice people over here. But they're, to a certain extent, they are the bobbleheads. But if they want to fight a bigger fight, we have to go above them to get to where this is coming from. And, for example, if we don't do what we're asking, the school board doesn't do what they're asking them to do, they lose out on that federal money. And we're talking to the tune of millions. And it doesn't mean that they have to bring in critical race theory immediately and throw it in there, or at all. They're not planning on doing it at all. But they're not tied. If they don't do it, then we lose that money. That's why they had to hire this new position. And, you know, equity meaning Russian students trying to speak, you know, learn the English language and a few other things, too. It's not just straight critical race theory. Now, again, I'm not advocating for any of it. I don't like it. But I did my own research to find out how this worked. And it's on multiple levels, Monica. It is. The school board is doing what they can to keep the federal money for the children.
Right. But that's the thing, Jason, is we're seeing it taken out of the hands of, like, the Washoe County School District and Carson City School District, because they're putting it through. Look at what we had at the legislature. We had a bill that would force all school districts to teach it. And then if that didn't pass, there was also a federal, or there is a federal level bill that is requiring all schools to teach this. That's why states are coming out and banning it. You know, so one way or another, it's something that they are going to force on the schools. And, you know, it, you have to read into it of the steps that they're taking. You know, if we can get away with this, then we'll take the next step forward. It's, agreed. You know, like what they say, they're setting precedent.
And I agree with you. And I saw the precedent being set to a certain extent. Right now, what I told the parents was, unless we have a better way of coming up with this millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to replace for our children, we need to figure out a different avenue. It's not going to happen in tonight's meeting by any sort. Then I'm all ears. Let's hear it. Let's figure out a different way to get this Title I funding, whatever we have to do. Unfortunately, but fortunately, we are tied directly to this funding now. We've been, you know, using it for years, and the government is changing it on us.
That's what has to change. We have got to put the rules in place where we stop sending so much money to the federal government. The Department of Education is not supposed to be there, and it needs to be gone. The states need to decide. The states need to keep that money, and the counties need to make the decisions because the counties are where the parents are at. So, Jason, I'm glad you called in to talk about Carson City. I love hearing about the outlying, you know, counties from Washoe because I cover it all, and that's where I need you guys to call in and talk about it as well. So, Jason, thank you so much and appreciate your time today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We lead local talk, live and local with Monica J.
Monday, Monday. Oh, it's Monday. It really is good. Stop being the negative. Oh, it's Monday. No, it's the start of a brand new week. You can take care of stuff. Send out those positive vibes. Be a part of life. You know, we only get, even without the toxic vaccines and the toxic shots and everything else that comes at us, the fake media with the everything is a terrorist attack now, and, you know, we're trying to kill everybody off. That's really not the way life is. Not from the people I saw over the weekend. No. That's not the way it is. We love and respect each other, and it's just a small group of people that are getting the limelight to rile us all up. And we can't let them do that. So today's poll question, speaking of, oh, this just really got me. It's just, we need to get an awesome lawyer in on this. Because I'm sorry, if you are entered into something and not everybody can participate and there's money to be given away or anything to be given away, isn't that a lottery? Aren't lotteries not approved here in the state of Nevada? Hell, we can't even do raffle fundraisers. Thanks to our legislature. So how is this legal? $5 million of your money. Think of all the things that $5 million could be going to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of those things that the legislature is begging for and that you're going to have to pay higher taxes for. This is how they choose to use this money. Should the state of Nevada be giving away taxpayer money as an incentive to get an experimental vaccine? Yes or no? 923-FMTalk.com and 991-FMTalk.com. Friday's poll question also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you willing to eat lab-grown meat? 97% of those participating in the poll said no. Probably a lot of our ranchers. No, just anybody who loves good beef with the real protein. Fake protein is not what your body was designed to break down and use as fuel. Real protein, natural, healthy protein is what it was designed to do. So many things going on. In just a moment, we're going to get with Tammy Holt-Stiltz. But I want to bring you again another example of how the media is working to divide us. And I can apply this to Tammy's story as well because, you know, the media looks at Lemon Valley a lot as the troublemakers when they're not. Because they have to bow down to the city. That's what the media does. That they have to bow down to those who, well, they want to get the stories from. They want to do interviews with. There was an accident at the Stonewall Pride Parade in Wilton Manors, Florida. This was turned in to a deliberate attack against the LGBT community. Media was going crazy. The hashtag DeathSantis was put together, you know, because these people are targeting the LGBTQ community. Stories claimed that Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz was just missed by this terrorist attack. Just inches would have taken her out. It was deliberate. It was premeditated. It was targeted. Luckily, that person was missed, but unfortunately, it hit two other people. It really is just disgusting. Everybody glomming on to this, especially that. Talk about the people of love. Hashtag DeathSantis, really. It was somebody who was actually a part of the LGBTQ community. He said it was an accident. He was trying to get there because he was a part of the group that was going to be performing, going to be there. It was an accident. Witnesses told the media there that they heard the driver telling police after the incident it was an accident. He was a part of the LGBTQ community. But they didn't want to wait for that information to come out. And that information didn't fit their narrative. But did they go back and clear it up? No. No, we'll wait for other people, like the Daily Wire, to clean up your mess of misinformation. Let's head to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Tammy. I thought things were going good in Lemon Valley, and things had quieted down with the, you know, the lawsuit being settled finally, and things could get back to normal for the people of the community. But no, what is the city of Reno up to now?
Well, the city of Reno decided to do a project instead of spending $15 million on fixing the situation. They decided to give a farmer a plot of land and let him grow alfalfa to dewater Swan Lake, meaning taking the water out of Swan Lake so he can grow his alfalfa or hay, whatever it is. And instead, I sent you a picture so you could see there was a flyover done and a photo taken on May 31st of this year. You can see there's still a lot of water in Swan Lake.
But you can see it's still encroaching into the residential areas.
Right. You can also see, or what's happening is, instead of extending their sucker hose out further into the lake to suck the water out of the lake, they have decided that, first of all, let's clarify, are we in a drought?
Yeah. That's what they keep saying.
Okay. Well, the city of Reno, because of this contract that they have with this farmer, and they are not putting the hose out further to suck the water out of Swan Lake, they have decided they made a contract with Tumwa, and they are using a pump that is next to the lake that is part of the aquifer. And they are sucking water out of our aquifer now to put into Swan Lake to feed over to that property.
What?
Yes.
That's incredible.
And
who comes up with this stuff?
Good question. And this is all money coming from City of Reno taxpayers. I am a county resident, so it doesn't affect me. And I'm on Tumwa, so I get water from Tumwa, but they're sucking water. You know, the whole reason that there is a pipeline that goes from Fish Springs to Lemon Valley is because City of Reno and Washoe County were drying out people's wells. So they had to recharge the aquifer here. Now they're going to take that water out of the aquifer and dry these people's wells out so they can give it to the farmer that they're supposed to be dewatering Swan Lake to begin with.
Wow. I have a few choice words for the city of Reno and how they do this. But you know what, Tammy? It does affect you because Tumwa affects you and the choices that they make and the decisions of, you know what, they're going to ask you to conserve and for you to cut back. So everything in this county is connected, whether it be run through the city of Reno or the city of Sparks. And this is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. How can people voice their concerns about it?
I've put it out on Facebook. There's been some people that shamed me because of the fact that I was poo-pooing the idea of Tumwa water going to the farmer. And it's like, well, they're supposed to be drying out that playa. They're not supposed to be putting more water into the playa. They're supposed to be drying out that playa so we don't flood again.
Exactly. And we have no idea with the crazy weather that we've had what this winter is going to bring us. And if we still have water in there, we might be flooded again for the people in that area because that clay hasn't released all of the water. It's got soaked up in it.
Yep. In 2017, that playa was dry. In the summer of 2017, that playa was dry except for the wetlands area that they're required to keep wet for the nature study area. But the major portion of that playa was dry, and in the winter of 2017, people were flooded.
This is crazy.
So they haven't, yeah, and they're wasting taxpayer dollars. I don't get why people in Reno, oh, we don't care about Lemon Valley, but yet it's part of their Reno. The whole front of the valley is city of Reno, and every single one of those homes that are in the city of Reno should be upset at where their tax dollars are going and how they're stupidly being spent to do a temporary fix that isn't even fixing the situation.
Well, and they should be upset that their aquifers are being drained when there is water available for this farmer.
Yeah.
What do they do? When is the city going to talk about this? Can people start? Do they need to start calling
in?
They
already voted on it. They already voted on it. The best thing that can happen at this point is I made my comment or my feelings. I stated my feelings directly to a few of the council people, but if I were a city of Reno resident, I would be hitting Bonnie Weber, and she approved. She was one of the ones that voted for it. Naomi Jordan voted for it. Devin Reese voted for it. Mayor Sheeby voted for it. The ones that voted for this to happen, they should be being slammed. And the people that they represent should be wanting them gone. Because they're wasting money.
And they should never serve in public office again.
Yeah.
Tammy, thanks for bringing this to my attention because I hadn't heard any of this. But usually when it comes to the city of Reno and the misspending of funds and the bonehead moves that are decided on, yeah, we don't hear about it because it's not focused on.
Yeah, this is a big one. You know, they're piping. How long do you think Fish Springs is going to have water available to us when it's right on the California-Nevada line and California owns most of that aquifer?
Yeah, and the first thing they're going to do is cut off Nevada.
Yep.
Tammy, you are absolutely awesome. Thank you for bringing this up, and please keep me informed of what's going on because I can't cover it all, but it just goes to show what the city has been planning behind people's backs until they actually got opened up again, that people could go to those meetings and hear what was going on.
Exactly.
Tammy Holt, still, you take care of yourself and wow, keep the information coming. I greatly appreciate everything you do out there.
Okay, talk to you later.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
Ah, Father's Day. Like every other day, except I gave my husband a card after doing all his laundry, cooking all his meals, and throwing out all of his beer cans.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad that you were here today, whether you took anything home about the cameras in classrooms or the fact that, wow, aquifers being drained to fill up Swan Lake when the farmer is supposed to be draining Swan Lake of the water that's already standing there. The decisions that our elected representatives make. Well, all I can say is fortunately, we are already in the process of campaigning for good people. You heard Fred Simon's ad there for governor. We need good people on the school boards. We need good people as the judges. We need to make sure that we are so involved in our elections from here on out that nobody gets past us. That we know the true voice and the heart of their intentions. Because a lot of people say they're looking out for you, they're looking out for Nevada, and yet when it comes to time to vote, that's not the way it is. Look at the actions. Don't listen to their words. Look at the actions that they've taken. Because remember, all of those people in office, they're going to be looking to moving on to other offices and higher offices. Is that really what you want? No. I want fresh blood in there. I want fresh meat. Fresh ideas. Yeah, Jim, you heard me right. $5 million to incentivize people to get a toxic shot that has not been approved for regular use. That is killing people in large quantities. So there you have it. Here's Jim's email. So state employees were furloughed to balance the budget. And there's $5 million for a vax lottery? Little exclamation point there. If I were to win, I think I'd donate a major portion of it to the Recall Sisolak Fund, or at least to a conservative candidate to replace him and others. Yeah. It is going to be a tough race against the Democrats in all the different races because they've got a lot of outside money coming in. We saw how much Bloomberg put into this state. Well, donate to your individual candidates. Don't do it by the party. Don't just give to the party and say, here, you decide who is going to get my money. No. There are going to be fundraisers all over the place. Fundraisers for me, fundraisers for Sam Brown, who is going to be running against Catherine Cortez Masto. There's going to be fundraisers for Jim Simon. There's going to be fundraisers for Joey Gilbert, also running for governor. Fred Simon. And you know what? Give directly to their campaigns. Let them and their campaign make the decisions, not somebody else. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you.